Hi, everybody, and welcome to My American Friend, the right podcast to improve your English by using it to explore the American and European cultures, habits, and lifestyle. You can also find us on www.myamericanfriendblog.com. This is Marta Innocenti, and I'm here with Cindy, who happens to be my American friend. Hi, Cindy.
Hi, Martha.
Today, we're talking about determination. Cindy, how are you today?
I am fearless. I have the heart of a champion.
Fearless, the heart of a champion.
I am a determined, unstoppable force of nature.
Unstoppable? What's gotten into you? Why are you acting like that? Oh, you've been watching the London Olympics.
That's right, I have, and I am inspired. I am self-assured, and I am fearless. I am Iron Woman.
Cindy, you're never going to become an Olympic athlete unless they add shopping to the list of sports.
Never say never. Don't be so negative. Oh, you're such a buzzkill.
Not gonna happen. Not in your lifetime.
Whatever. You know, Marta, I am so charged up after watching all of those incredible athletes. They're the cream of the crop, the best from all over the globe.
The cream of the crop. The Olympics make me think of our listeners all over the world.
We know that every single person listening to this podcast right now has the heart of a champion. You are determined, exceptional people, and I will tell you why. Because you have learned a second language.
And that's no walk in the park. That means it's not an easy thing to do. It's no walk in the park.
Learning a second language requires focus, dedication, and a passion to do better and want better in your life. This is what makes you a champion.
That's right.
I know that many of our friends out there speak a third or even a fourth language. We celebrate you. You are language superstars.
We know that the road has probably been rough for you at times.
Having a rough road or a few bumps along the way means to encounter difficulties.
Bumps or difficulties are just a part of life.
Maybe you weren't born with a silver spoon in your mouth.
A silver spoon?
To be born with a silver spoon in your mouth means to be born into a privileged life. Life is not always kind or easy. Sometimes we strive to reach our goals, but we fall flat on our faces.
Fall flat on our faces? Could you explain that for everyone?
Sure. To fall flat on your face means to fail miserably or in an embarrassing way. I'll give you an example. 2 years ago, my friend opened a new restaurant. He had no experience in business. He was irresponsible and careless with money. The food was terrible and he received many bad reviews. 1 year later, he fell flat on his face and the restaurant closed its doors. That means the business closed forever.
Oh, I see. To fall flat on your face means to fail in a big way. Got it.
And by the way, that was a fictitious scenario I used as an example. I don't know anyone with a failed restaurant.
No, that's good.
So, anyways, back to life. Sometimes we fail. That's normal. But the important thing is to pick yourself up, dust yourself off, and get back in that saddle.
Pick yourself up and dust yourself off and back in the saddle.
To get back in the saddle means to restart, to continue again, to resume something that you had stopped doing. Don't give up on your dreams. Because you know what?
What?
We learn from our mistakes. That's how we improve. In regards to learning a new language, I have uttered a lot of stupid, senseless things in Italian, and I still make many mistakes on a daily basis. Who knows how many people went home laughing about the silly American woman who speaks Italian like a monkey.
Well, don't give up the dream. At least your pronunciation is good.
Thank you for that vote of confidence. My point is this. When you make a mistake, look on the bright side. That means to look at something in a positive way. Mistakes are your first steps towards improvement. All those mishaps, disappointments, and bumps along the way will help to pave the road to success in your future. Paving the road to success means to prepare the road to success. For example, hard work and focused determination have helped to pave the road to success for many Olympic athletes.
Instead, bumps along the road can even push you harder towards your goal. For example, when I was 14 years old, my parents refused to pay for my singing lessons, and that made me even more determined about taking singing lessons. So I worked as a babysitter in my free time from school until I made enough money to pay for those lessons myself.
That's a great story. So you were not born with a silver spoon in your mouth.
Not really. It was no walk in the park.
You know, every time the Olympics come around, I can't help but think of that inspirational song by Queen, one of the greatest, most epic rock anthems of all time. You know the one, Marta. Inspire us, my dear.
We are the champions, my friend. And we'll keep on fighting till the end.
Oh, I feel like I can move mountains now. I'm determined to have a great day. Thank you, Marta, and thank you to Queen.
We hope everyone is inspired today to follow your dream and go for the gold.
To go for the gold means to aspire to the highest level of achievement. It means to aim for the gold medal. Thanks for listening, everyone. Have a great day.
And don't forget to come visit us on www.myamericanfriendblog.com.
And stop by our Facebook page and say hello. You can also find us on YouTube, iTunes, Twitter, and Podomatic. We are now available for private lessons via Skype. Just send us an email at myamericanfriendpodcast@gmail.com, and we'll respond with all the details.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
My American Friend.